Good morning, everyone.
Sawan.
You'll need to excuse me. I'm a little sick. If I pass out in the middle of this sermon, Aaron's got my notes. He's gonna take over.
今天原谅我，因为我有点感冒。如果我讲到一半昏倒的话，亚伦弟兄会替我继续讲下去的。
Is that okay? All right. Thank you for allowing me to be here to speak. It's always a privilege to come and join you.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们，让我有机会在这里分享。这是一个特权，可以在这里跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
For those of you who may not know who I am, my name is Thomas Chen, and I am serving as pastor/elder at Breakaway Christian Fellowship.
如果弟兄姊妹们不认识我的话，我的名字叫做陈元，我是在 Breakaway 教会，就是这个超前教会里面当长老。
And we really appreciate just all this prayer and support that you all have been giving us over these couple years, over these few years.
我感谢弟兄姊妹们过去这些年来对我们的祷告跟支持。
I think for me, it's always good for me to check in to think about what keeps me doing the things I do.
我想是很重要，对我来说是很重要的。我常常会反思是什么事情让我现在还可以继续这样子服事。
Like what drives me as a minister? What moves me? What is the true motivation?
有什么事情是这样子在激励我往前行的呢？
I was trying to do some calculation. I think I've been a Christian for over 20 some years now.
我计算了一下，我已经成为基督徒已经20多年了。
And we'll be in full-time ministry this year for 10 years.
已经全时间服事已经10年了。
So I think it's always good to think about, well, what drives me? What actually motivates me?
总是这是一件好事，我们常常来思想一下，到底是什么事情让我们可以继续这样子的服事。
What keeps me going?
什么东西让我们可以往前行？
Is it the money?
是钱吗？
Probably not.
大概不是。
Though definitely God somehow provides all the time, and He is very faithful.
虽然神常常供应我，让我很有很丰富。
Is it because ministry is easy?
难道是侍奉很容易吗？
Definitely, I like the flexibility and being able to hang out with people as a part of my ministry.
当然，作为一个传道人的工作是有弹性的，而且我很喜欢跟人家交谈。
But no, ministry is not without its challenges and frustrations, especially dealing with people.
但是全时间服事总是有很多的挑战和挫折。
Is it the attention? Is it the fame?
难道是引人注意吗？
I won't lie to you. I like it.
我老实跟你说，我很喜欢。
But that doesn't last very long.
但是这也不是很可以持久的。
So what is it? What moves me?
到底是什么东西让我可以往前行呢？
Sometimes I have conversation with people, and they would ask me, you know, how is it you become a pastor? Why are you a pastor?
我常常跟人家谈话的时候，人家都会问我，你为什么要全时间来服事呢？
And a lot of times it goes to this word that I use. I say it's because it's fulfilling.
我常常跟人家回答说这很有成就。
I can't see myself do anything else.
我不能想象我还可以做其他的事情。
This morning I just want to share with you what has brought me to this point and what keeps me going.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹们分享到底是什么事情可以把我带到了今天这个地步。
And not just as a minister, but as a follower of Christ.
不只是一个全世界的传道，而且是一个基督的门徒。
My hope is that as I share with you somewhat my testimony, that some of you here can resonate with that.
我希望我可以跟你分享我自己的见证，也许你也有同样的感觉。
My prayer is that the rest of you can also ask the same question, is like, what drives me? What keeps me going?
也许其他的人也可以回想一下，到底是什么东西使我们可以往前行。
And my challenge for all of us is that we would be a part of what is fulfilling.
我跟弟兄姊妹们的挑战是我们思想一下什么东西是成就。
That is being a part of what God is doing.
是在神的国度里面怎么样来成就他的事。
This year our church, Breakaway, we've been going through the theme of new life.
我们今年Breakaway, 就是超前教会的主题是一个新造的人。
Like what does it mean to have a new life in Christ? Who are we as new creation?
新造的人在我们对我们基督徒来说是什么意义呢？
And the passage that usually comes to mind is the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
通常讲到新造的人，我们会想到哥林多前后书第五章里面的经节。
Talking about how we are new creation, how the old has gone, the new has come.
第五章讲到我们是怎么样，是个旧造，现在变成了新造。
Now, as I was studying this passage, and the context, I realized this is it.
当我在研读这段经节的时候，我就发现了这就是了。
That what Paul says here.In this passage is the answer to the question, what drives me, what keeps me going.
保罗在这里提到的是经节，就是那个使我能够往前行的那个动力。
So I just want to share this with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you could turn there, that'd be great.
弟兄姊妹们，请翻到哥林多后书第五章。
Verses 14 to 21 is what we're going to be looking at.
14节到21节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 21.
哥林多后书第五章十四节到二十一节。
Now throughout 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about the Christian ministry.
整个哥林多的后书，保罗在讲基督徒的服事。
He explains his ministry philosophy. He distinguishes himself from the false teachers, false apostles.
他在讲他服事的哲学跟那些假教师、假先知有什么不同？
These false apostles are focusing on the appearances, on the outside, on the externals, while Paul says it's not about those things.
这个假使徒是注重的是外在的，这不是保罗所说的。
Now in previous chapters, Paul, he says, Timothy and I, we come before you not to commend ourselves because it's not about us, it's about Jesus Christ.
在前面一章，保罗说到，提摩太跟我来到你们的面前，我们不是要来举荐我们自己。
So the focus is never on us, we are the jars of clay, but inside us is the gospel, it's the treasure.
我们永远不是这个焦点。神的福音才是这个焦点。
So what we do is we focus and we fix our eyes on what is unseen, not on what is seen.
所以提摩太跟我注重的是那个看不见的，而不是那个看得见的。
So as we live our lives, we do so by faith, not by sight.
所以当我们活出基督徒的生命的时候，我们是不凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
Now in the immediate context here in chapter 5, verses 11 to 13.
在第五章十一节到十三节里面。
Paul's saying, since we know this all in fear of the Lord, we try to persuade men as to our integrity and sincerity as ministers of Christ.
他说我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
But whether we succeed in persuading men or not, we are well known to God.
保罗说我们劝人要用我们的sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Basically, he's saying, look, We're not here to commend ourselves, okay? We're here to really point to God, to Jesus Christ.
我们来这里不是要为了来举荐我们自己，乃是要让你们有知道神。
So everything I do, either if it's seems like I'm out of my mind, it's zeal for God.
所以我们在这里做的，我们若是癫狂的话，乃是为着神。
Or if I'm in my right mind, it's for you, fellow believers.
我们如果是谨守的话，乃是为了你们自己。
So basically, he's saying, look at my motives, look at my heart. I'm here to serve God and serve you.
看看我们的内心，看看我们的动机。我们来这里乃是为了要服侍你们。
And this leads us to this passage that we're going to be looking at today, where Paul talks about what really motivates him in ministry.
所以接下来保罗就提到，到底是什么东西是他服侍的动力。
So verse 14, this is what it says.
十四节是这样子说的。
Verse 14 and 15, it says, For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
十四节说到，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就死了。十五节，并且他替众人死。是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
He says, "For Christ's love compels us."
他说，因为耶稣基督的爱激励了我们。
He tells the Corinthians, "I'm not motivated by this desire to commend myself."
我保罗说，我们不是来这里不是为了要来举荐我们自己。
Did you know what moves me?It's the love of Christ.
什么东西来驱使我们，乃是基督的爱。
Because this is what we're convinced of.
这就是我们所深信的。
That Jesus Christ loves us so much that he died for all.
耶稣基督为爱我们爱到一个程度为我们而死。
And in his dying, we all die with him.
当他死的时候，我们都跟他一同死了。
That is, we who live by faith, we are united with him, and his death was our death to sin and self.
因为借着信，我们就跟他一起复活。我们死是向着罪来死的。
So that, why did he die? For what purpose?
那他死的目的是什么呢？
So that, it says, those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
所以是他死的目的是要为那些为活着的人可以为他而活。
He died so that we may die to ourselves and now live for him who died for us.
他死可以是的为要我们可以向着自己是死的但是向着他却是活着的
Christ died for us out of his love and this love compels us to now live for him
基督为我们死是为了要我们活那这一个爱就是我们的动力
Paul says I am so convinced of what Christ has done and I am so compelled by this love
我们是如此的深信我们是如此的被激励
That this leads me to do what I do. That is why I do what I do.
所以这是为什么我们这样子做，我们继续这样子做的原因。
When I reflect on Christ's love for me in my life, I really find it compelling.
当我来回想基督在我身上爱的时候，我觉得我也是这样子被激励的。
You know, looking back in my journey of faith and seeing how God has brought me to this point.
我这样回想我到底神怎么样把我带到今天这个地步。
Like Paul saying, it doesn't point to me. It points to the love of Christ.
就像保罗讲的，不是指到我们身上，而是指到耶稣的爱。
It really points to His love, and there's nothing about me that deserved any of it.
乃是基督的爱对我来说，我没有什么值得耶稣基督来拯救的。
Let alone be a part of what God is doing.
那更跟耶稣跟神的这个国度没有什么关系。
You know, I was just this little Chinese boy from Taiwan that started going to church with my parents when we started, when we came to the United States.
很多年前，这一个从台湾来的一个小孩子来到了美国。
The first church that we went to was Canaan Taiwanese Church in Mountain View.
我第一个教会是Mountain View 的迦南教会。
I remember the first time in Sunday school, my brother and I didn't know any English, and we were sitting there in Sunday school.
我记得第一堂主日学，我跟我的哥哥完全不懂英文，但是我们就坐在那个主日学里面。
Each person was reading one verse of the Bible. The Bible was getting passed around.
每个人轮流在那里读圣经的经节。
It got to me, got to my brother. We didn't know how to read.
轮到我跟我哥哥的时候，我就不知道要怎么读。
It's just amazing to just think about how that was my first time at church.
这是很奇妙，这就是我这主日学的第一堂课的印象。
And so as a kid, we're just learning Bible stories and learning these little fun, yeah, basically stories from the Bible.
所以在我们小孩子成长的过程，我们就不断的读圣经的经节。
Then at the end of elementary school years, our family started going to CCIC. Now this is old CCIC back in Newport.
在小学的时候，我们就来到了基督徒会堂，就是南谷的基督徒会堂。
And we started going to youth group, or I started going to youth group around 7th grade or so.
七年级的时候我就到了青年组。
Excuse me. And I saw people's lives being changed by God.
我就看见人的生命被神来改变。
And for me that was, you know, I knew there was something real there, and I wanted to have that relationship with God.
所以我也很羡慕，我愿意跟神有一个很好的关系。
So in 8th grade, I got baptized.
八年级的时候我就受洗了。
By 9th or 10th grade, my family joined the church plant to CCIC South Valley.
在九年级、十年级的时候，我们的家人就到了南谷的基督徒会堂。
And it's just amazing to be a part of this new church and a new youth group and everything from the start.
我们就从了一个到了一个新的青年人的聚会里面。
I mean, looking back, I see how God has placed me in places of ministry ever since I was young.
所以神就把我放在一个侍奉里面，虽然我那时候还很小。
And year after year, God just revealing His heart to me and just showing me how amazing it is to be part of His family and part of His ministry.
年复一年，神就把他的心意向我显明，在我在他的神的施工里面。
Now, senior year of high school, I was about to enter college.
在十二年级的时候，我即将要进入大学。
I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't want to study. I didn't want to do anything.
我不知道我到底要做些什么，我也不想念书。
And I went to college undeclared.
所以我到了大学，我没有一个主修的课。
Which really means I'm open.
那意思是说我什么都可以。
But you can't graduate with undeclared.
但是你这样子的话是没有办法毕业的。
Well, senior year in high school, I remember one time I was laying in bed, going to sleep.
在十二年级的时候，我有一次躺在床上。
And for some reason, some odd reason, the thought of being a pastor came to my head.
不知道为什么原因，成为一个传道人的意念进到我的脑海中。
And for some also weird reason, I got really excited.
也不知道为什么原因，我就非常的兴奋。
Now note, at this time, I did not like speaking in front of people.
在那个时候，我一点都不喜欢在众人的面前说话。
I did not do speech and debate like all the other Asians at Leland.
我不像其他的亚洲的孩子一样，在这个辩论队里面，在 Leland High School 的辩论队里面。
So that's why I knew it was God that was speaking to me.
但是我知道神跟我说话了。
Well, as I got into college, I kept that in the back of my head, just that possibility.
所以在上大学的时候，我就把这个意念一直存在心里。
And as I got involved with the ministry on the campus ministry that was there, I was more firm that I really enjoyed being a part of what God was doing.
所以在大学的青年团契里面，我慢慢的就知道我很喜欢在神的施工上面有份。
Now, the summer after my sophomore year, my dad actually encouraged my brother and I to go to China.
在二年级的时候，我的父亲就鼓励我们到中国的短宣队去。
And so I got to go to China, and it was life changing.
我去了中国，这是一个对我来说是一个生命改变的经历。
I was given these set of 12 students. I didn't even know them. They had weird names, and yet God gave me a love for them.
他们给我了十二个小孩子，我也不认识他们，然后他们的名字我也不会念。
And I knew this love came from God because I didn't just love people like that.
但是我爱他们，我知道这个爱是从神来的。
Every single day, I wanted them to know Christ.
每一天，我都希望他们可以认识耶稣。
I knew I only had 1 month with them.
但是我跟他们只有一个月的时间相处。
So every day I prayed, God, break my heart, do anything you will with me so that they could sense your love.
我就跟神祷告说，主啊，你让我来，你激动我，让我传福音给他们。
I came back from that trip and I was just reflecting upon life and on what I was going to do with my life.
我回来以后，我就常常在思念这件事情，我的生命里面到底要做些什么。
For me, having experienced the love of Christ, seeing how much people need this love.
当我经历神的爱的时候，我知道人需要神的爱的时候。
I was compelled to answer God's call for me into the ministry.
我就被催逼去回应神给我的呼召。
I felt like there was no other choice. I had to.
我觉得我没有其他的选择。
You know, I wrote these words back then, and I wrote, you know, there's nothing more fulfilling for me than to be used by God in drawing others to Him.
我在我的日记上面写着，没有什么事情比这个回应神的爱更有成就感的。
And there's nothing more exciting than to see people draw closer to Him.
没有什么事情比引人家到耶稣基督的面前更刺激的。
I cannot imagine myself doing anything else in my life, knowing that so many still have yet to experience Christ in their lives.
我没有办法想象我做其他的事情，虽然我知道有这么多人，他们还是没有相信耶稣。
I remember writing these words to those who supported me on missions.
我记得我把这些的话写在邀请人家来支持我短宣队的这个推荐信上面。
I wrote them on my application for youth ministry years ago.
我也写在我的自传里面当我要申请当传道的时候。
And I shared these words in my testimony over the years.
我也跟别人分享这一段的话，这些年来我都一直在分享。
And to this day, it's still true.
直到今天，这段话还是非常的真实。
Nothing more fulfilling.
没有什么事情比这个更有成就的。
So when Paul says, "For Christ's love compels us," yes, it does.
当保罗说耶稣基督的爱激励了我们，就是的。
The word compels, the Greek is suneko.
它这个激励这个字在希腊文里面就是 suneko。
Two words, sun and echo, means together, together and hold.
第一个字是一起，第二个字是抓住。
That is to hold together.
就是把它抓住在一起。
To grip tightly.
把它抓紧的。
Other translations will say controls or constrains.
其他的翻译有的是控制，有的是限制。
The word describes people who are afflicted with various diseases and pains or paralyzed by fear.
有时候这个字用来描写被疾病所感染了，结果他瘫痪了。
And in Luke, there is different usages of this word. It's like the crowds hemming in on Jesus.
在路加福音里面有讲到众人拥挤耶稣，也是用这个字。
An army surrounding Jerusalem.
当主耶稣说到这个耶路撒冷要被兵所围攻，也是这个字。
Soldiers arresting Christ and holding him fast.
当这个兵士们这个抓住耶稣的时候，在克西马林园也是用了这个字。
And every use of the word you see here, there's a sense of constraint, a sense of tight grip that prevents.An escape.
所以你知道，当这个字被用出来的时候，它是说一个紧紧的抓住，让你没有办法逃脱的。
Christ's love compels us.
耶稣基督的爱就是这样子激励了我们。
The love of Christ leaves us with no choice.
耶稣基督的爱不给我们有任何的余地。
Except to live our lives for Him.
唯一的就是要为基督所活出来。
Christ's love constrains us. It confines us. It leaves me no options.
耶稣基督的爱这样子紧紧地抓住我们，让我们没有其他的余地。
Now it's very true that the love of Christ frees us.
耶稣基督的爱也让我们释放。
But at the same time, it leaves us with no choice but to live for Him.
但是同时也紧紧地抓住我们，让我们没有别的选择。
Have you ever eaten something really good?
你有吃过什么东西好吃的？
It is so good.
这么好吃。
You just had to let people know about it.
你一定要让别人知道这么好吃。
I don't know, like Taiwanese 牛肉面。
好像台湾的牛肉面。
Oh, I love that stuff.
我真的很喜欢。
香港牛肉面 not the same.
香港的牛肉面不是这么好吃。
You eat it and it's so good, you are compelled to share with people.
就是这么好吃，你一定要告诉
人家。You gotta have it, you gotta eat this stuff.
你一定要吃，你一定要吃。
Do you understand? It frees you so that you are compelled to tell people about it.
你明白吗？他就这样释放了你，要你去跟人家讲，就是这么好吃，你一定要吃。
The love of Christ frees us and it compels us.
基督的爱这样子释放我们，就让我们激励我们，让我们去这样子的传。
I want to read you a part of my journal from a long time ago.
我想读一段我的日记，是很久很久以前写的日记。
I used to journal a lot, but I don't much anymore.
我以前常常写日记，现在不是这么常写。
This is from 1997.
1997年写的。
Was that 15 years ago?
15年前吧。
Something like that. This is not to show you how great or whatever I am. This is to show you how compelled I was.
这不是告诉你我是多么的伟大，只是告诉你我是怎么样被催逼的。
So this is after I've come back from China.
这是我从中国回来之后写的。
So this is August 12th, 1997.
八月十二，一九九七年。
I think I was 20 years old or something.
我那时候大概是二十岁。
I said, recently I've become sure that I want to serve God with my life.
最近我发现我。我有这个激动要来服侍神。
Either in pastoral work or missions.
或者是当牧者，或者是当宣教士。
God has been slowly revealing His plan for me step by step.
神是这样子一步一步的这样子向我显明他的心意。
It all started with a thought or idea when I was in high school.
是从在高中的时候的一个小小的意念开始的。
It became more and more real.
越来越真实了。
Now I just want to live my life for Him and do whatever He wills.
我真的现在就是想要为他而活。
The youth retreat I went to allowed me to make that commitment.
我去这个青年的那个团退休会，让我有做这样子的决定。
I saw how God was working there with the youth and changing lives.
我看见神在这个青年的退休会里面是做何等奇妙的工作。
There's nothing more exciting and fulfilling than to see God at work.
没有什么比来完成神的心意更让我受激动的。
I want to spend my life on His will.
我愿意全一生来服侍他。
The love of Christ compelled me.
基督的爱这样子来激励我。
I had to. I just had to go into ministry.
我就是非得去不可。
And life is no longer the same.
那我的生命就从此改变了。
As verse 16 says.
第16节是这样子说的。
It says, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though,
所以,
okay, so, yeah, go ahead.
所以我们, 从今以后, 不凭外貌认人了,
though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督, 如今却不再这样子认他。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过, 都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, it says, anyone, any one of us,
任何人在基督里, 任何人,
you are a new creation.
你就是新造的,
the old has gone, the new has come.
旧造已经过去了,
not just a new version of you, version 2.0 of you.
不是一个2.0版本的这个我,
you are a new creation. You're a whole different creation.
你是一个新造的, 是一个完全不一样的受造。
The word new here, it means fresh, unused, new.
这个新造就是全新的,
totally different.
没有用过的, 完全不一样的。
But as we die to our old self, as we identify with Christ's death.
当我们向着自己死的时候, 我们就向基督活。
So in the same way we identify ourselves in His resurrection, we are made new.
当我们跟耶稣基督一同认同的时候, 在他, 活, 复活上面认同的时候, 我们就是新造。
Now some of us might be thinking, you know, if I am such a new creation, why is it I feel so old creation-ish?
但是你会想说, 那我既然是新造的, 为什么我还觉得自己是一个旧造的呢?
That is, why is it I still mess up and I still feel messed up?
我为什么还这么糟糕, 甚至我常常觉得自己很糟糕呢?
Am I still struggling?
我实在还是有很多的挣扎呢?
How's that I could become this new creation? I want it.
我怎么样可以变成这样的新造呢? 我实在要这样子的新造。
I've been trying so hard to get rid of the old. I'm trying to gain the new.
我很努力地在这试着要变成新造。
That's not the right way to understand this verse.
这个不是一个正确的方式来解释了解这段的经文。
Verse says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
他说只要你是在基督里面，你就是新造的。
It doesn't say if anyone's in Christ, you might need to strive a little harder to become a new creation.
他不是说你既然在基督里面，你就应该努力的怎么样去变成新造的。
Says you already have that. That's your identity. That's who you are. You are a new creation.
他说你就是，这就是你的身份。
So that is now we practice living out who we are.
那我们只是在练习怎么样把这个新造给活出来。
Yes, we still struggle.
是的,我们会有挣扎。
Understand, we struggle as a new creation.
但是我们是在新造里面来挣扎。
Not trying to gain it, but rather to live who we are out.
我们不是想要把自己变成旧造,变成新造, 而是我们要活出新造。
And notice what it says in verse 16.
在16节里面说到,
it says, from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view.
我们从今以后不凭外貌认人了。
Like what was mentioned, things aren't the same anymore.
事情从此就不一样了。
We see things differently, we see people differently.
你看事情跟看人都是用不一样的角度。
So now when I see people, no longer are they just people, but they are beloved people of God.
当我看人的时候,他们不再是人而已, 他是神所爱的人。
We see them as precious souls for whom Christ died.
他是在神眼中是一个宝贵的灵魂。
Then in light of experiencing Christ's love for me and that compels me.
当基督在激励我的时候,
being convinced that he died for all so that we no longer live for ourselves but for him.
当我深信我们不再为自己活, 而是为他而活的时候,
we see people differently.
我们就看人用不一样的角度。
God works in your heart to have compassion and burden to bring this truth to others.
神就在我们里面有了那个怜悯的心, 激动我们, 把这个好消息告诉人,
compelled to bring this truth to them.
催逼我们把这样子的好消息告诉人家。
And recently, over Christmas, I brought a team of people from our church over to the Midwest.
过去这个圣诞节的时候, 我带了一批的青, 青年人到了美中。
Now, this was my fourth time in the Midwest.
这是我第四次到美中去。
And people might be asking me, why are you going to the Midwest of all places during Christmas time?
人家问我说你为什么在圣诞节的时候到美中去?
Why would you go and leave your family and not be with your daughter for her first Christmas to go to the Midwest?
你为什么在圣诞节的时候没有跟你的家人在一起而到了美中这个地方?
It was a struggle to decide to go.
对我来说也是蛮有挣扎的。
But in the end, I really just had a heart to speak to the youth there.
但是我其实是非常有心要和那边的青少年来交谈。
I guess you could say I was compelled to really just go.
所以我是被就这样子催逼到了美中。
I know that all these youth that were there, they're from all over the Midwest.
那里的青少年是从美中各个不同的州来的。
And just when I saw them, I didn't just see them as just random people.
当我看他们的时候，他们不再是一些普通的人而已。
I saw them as precious souls who desperately needed the truth of God's word that sets them free.
我看他们是个宝贵的灵魂，他们非常需要神的救恩。
And it breaks my heart when young people are not free.
让我的心非常的伤心，这些年轻人，他们如果不能得到释放的话。
When they grow up in church and they're not free.
他们在教会里面长大，但是他们不能得释放。
And so for us to be out there, it was just amazing for us to be used by God to speak God's word to them.
所以我在那里的时候，我就花时间把神的话语告诉他们。
Couldn't help but be compelled to bring the good news to them.
我没有办法不被催逼去做这样的事情。
You know what the good news is?
那什么是好消息呢？
Look at verse 18.
什么是福音呢? 看看18节。
This is the good news that we are compelled to share.
这就是我们。 被激励要去做的事情。
It says, verse 18, All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
福音就是一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us a message of reconciliation.
神叫世人与他和好，而不定罪他们。
And verse 20, We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。God
made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。This
is the good news that sets us free.
这就是福音。We
are reconciled through Jesus Christ.
这就是福音，让我们可以得释放。我们借着耶稣基督与神和好。That
in Christ, God does not count our sins against us.
在基督里面，神不看我们是有罪的。Reconciliation
is this establishment or restoration of loving fellowship after an estrangement.
这和好就是让我们恢复与神的关系。It
refers to this change of relationship from hostility to love and acceptance and friendship.
要把一个敌对的关系变成是一个友善的关系。I'm
sure you've had this misunderstanding or hurt or brokenness between you and somebody else.
当你和人中间有难处的时候。And
maybe there's a time when you're able to come to this person and talk it out and just come to an understanding.
有时候你就跟这个人可以讲讲，然后你们的误会就化解了。And
at the end of it, just realize, hey, we're okay now, we're good.
所以到谈完了以后，你就觉得说啊，我们已经和好了。That's
reconciliation.
这就是一种和好。I
guess the next generation we use the term we're cool.
我们年轻人用的词语是说我们 OK 吗？
Cool.
我们酷了吗?
Yeah. Usually it's like we cool, and then they say we cool. That means you're reconciled. You're good.
当我们彼此说我们酷的时候，就表示说我们已经和好了。
With God, we're cool.
我们跟神就很酷了。
We're reconciled.
我们就和好了。
Not only does God loves us so much that He would reconcile us.
不但是神这样子爱我们，他来跟我们和好。But
he also commit to us the message of reconciliation.
但是他也要我们传递一个信息，就是要与他和好。That
is, not only am I a recipient of his love,
我们不只是神爱的接受者,
But we're also entrusted this good news to share with others.
我们不但接受了神的爱，我们也把这个神的爱的信息传给人家。
In other words, God's saying, you get to be a part of what I'm doing in this world in bringing people to me.
神说你在这个福音的事工上面是与我有份的。
He says, we are Christ's ambassadors.
我们是神的使者。
That we are his representatives. We are those who represent Christ.
我们是基督的使者，我们代表了基督。
As messed up as I am a representative of Jesus Christ.
我这么糟糕的人，我竟然可以成为基督的使者，基督的代表。
God not only gives us this new identity, he gives us this new purpose.
神不但是给我们一个新的身份，他也给我们了一个新的目的。
And so it says, we bring this message to others that, to be reconciled to God.
所以我们传递这样子的信息，要众人与神和好。
So verse 21 is a beautiful summary of the gospel of reconciliation.
21节就是一个美丽的经节，说我们怎么与神和好。
It says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So I read this passage.
当我读这个经节的时候，
I say, Amen, this is it.
我说阿门，这就是了。
God has saved me, not only for eternity, but to be part of his plan.
神救了我，不只是要我得永生，而且要我在他的事工上面有份。
To bring this message of reconciliation, the good news, to others.
把这个与神和好的职分赐给了我们，叫我们去传这个福音。
That I am Christ's ambassador.
我是基督的使者。
Totally don't deserve to be, but he says, I am a new creation. I am the righteousness of God.
我不值得这样子的身份，但是神说，我在基督里我们就是新造的。
He tells me, go and take this message to others.
他说，你把这样的信息就传出去。
You know, having experienced this freedom, and goodness of this new identity and purpose,
当我经历了这样子的新的身份跟这样子的新的目标的时候，
I am compelled to share this.
我就被激励，我要这样子来分享。
I like to say that's what keeps me going.
这就是怎么样使我往前行的动力。
Not just as a minister, but as a child of God.
不只是一个传道人，而且是神的儿女。
What keeps me going through the hard times, through the times that are frustrating.
这使我能够度过那些艰难的时刻。
That ministry and life as a Christian is hard and frustrating at times, isn't it?
我们当基督徒常常是有困难，有挫折。
But I hope you can see that it is fulfilling.
你可以想象，这个是一个非常有成就的事情，把福音给传出去。
I can't see myself doing anything else.
我不能想象我可以做其他的事情。
My hope for you all is that you would be a part of what God is doing.
我希望在座的每一个都成为神这个执事的一部分。
That you would be so compelled by Christ's love that you just want to be a part of God's plan.
你也是这样子的被激励，这样子愿意在传福音的事上有份。
Of reconciling people to Him.
使人跟神和好。
And you don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be a pastor.
你不需要做牧者，你不需要做宣教士。
It's just wherever we are.
这就是我们的身份。
With the people that you're interacting with.
当你跟别人交通的时候，
you interact with all these people that I have no interaction at all with.
你跟别人相处的时候，
my hope is that we would be a part of what God is doing and that is just so compelling.
我希望我们可以跟神所要做的事上有份。
I want to go back and read you something else here.
我现在要再读我日记里面的一部分。
So this is also from the same year. This is September 18th of 1997.
9月18号，1997年.
And I said, I don't know exactly what I'll be doing and how I will be serving God in the future.
我不知道我要做什么，我不知道我将来要怎么样服侍神。
I do know that I want to serve God and impact lives for Him.
但是我知道我要为神做工，我愿意对人有影响。
May I pick this journal up one day and read this page and say,
有一天我会这样子，我读起来，拿起这本日记来读。
Thomas, God has brought you so far and blessed you so much because of your obedience.
成员因为你的顺服，所以神已经带你走了这么远的路。
Perhaps I'll say,
也许我会这样说,
teaching in China has been rewarding and is allowing me to share my faith with those around me.
在中国做教导可能是
is rewarding.
是非常值得的。
So obviously that didn't happen. I'm still here.
那个并没有发生，因为我现在还在这里。
Or pastoring this church has impacted lives around me as well as that of my own.
或者当个牧者在教会里面对人的生命有影响。
Whatever I say, I pray that my life is dedicated to His work.
不论我怎么说，我希望我可以做个忠实的人。
Okay, now this gets weird.
接下来就蛮奇怪的了。
I'll leave this part blank for my future self to comment and encourage my past self.
我留下了这一段的空白，为了让以后我可以把它填上去。
So I had this blank space here for me to fill out. I totally didn't remember doing this.
我不记得我为什么这样子做了。
So recently I filled it in.
所以最近我就把这段的空白给填上去了。
So this is why I wrote myself.
这就是我写给自己的一封信。
Well, 20-year-old Thomas.
20年了，成员。
It's been about 15 years later.
15年之后。
Yes, God is still good.
神仍然恩待我。
He has brought me so far and blessed me so much.
他已经带我走了这么远的路，他很恩待我。
Pastoring this church breakaway has impacted lives around me, hopefully.
我希望我在超前教会的服事真的对人的生命有影响。
As well as my own.
也对我自己的生命也有影响。
My life is still dedicated to His work as you prayed.
我仍然很忠实的传神的话。
And this is because, as you know, we, or I should say I,
你知道我,
am compelled by the love of Christ.
我是被基督的爱所激励的。
It says, for Christ's love compels us.
基督的爱激励我们。
Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
所以我们深信, 一人为众人死, 所以我们就像自己是死的。
And He died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again.
基督基于众世人死, 所以我们向着自己也是死的, 我们可以向着基督是活着的。
We are compelled by the love of Christ.
我们被神的爱, 我们被基督的爱所激励。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank You that Your love is that compelling.
主，我们感谢你, 你的爱是如此的激励。
God, help us to continually reflect upon how much You love us.
主啊, 让我们来反思你是何等的爱我们。
Just the ways that You've taken us in our journeys of faith to where we are now.
你就是在我们, 属灵的路程上这样子的带领我们到今天。
And this is not to commend ourselves, but really to point to Your grace and Your love.
我们在这里不是要来举荐自己, 乃是要指明耶稣基督的爱。
God, I pray, Lord, that we would sense just how fulfilling it is to be a part of Your plan.
主，我们感谢你, 我们真的是, 感谢你, 在你的事工上有份, 是多么一件有成就的事。
Help us be so moved by Your good news, so moved by who You are, that we are compelled to live it out.
让我们都被你来激动。
That we would share it with those around us, that we would bring people towards a reconciled relationship with You.
我们可以把福音跟别人分享, 可以把人带到神的面前。
We thank You.
我们感谢你。
And we love You.
我们爱你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样子是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.